I'm Alex Chadwick in Los Angeles. This is Day to Day. Busy, busy in business and economics this week. The Federal Reserve is going to meet to talk about interest rates and the Enron case. Do you remember Enron? That case is finally going to trial. And there's more. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Figlin. Tess, first, the Federal Reserve, it's raised interest rates in its last two meetings. How about this week?
Well, most economists think we will get another one. The consensus is it'll be another quarter percentage point hike, and that would bring the key federal funds rate, that's what banks charge each other for overnight loans, to 1.75%. And these changes started back in June when the Fed raised rates for the first time in a year, raising them from a 46-year low of just 1%. They bumped it up a quarter percent, another quarter percent late in the summer, and now we're probably looking at another one. All part of what the Fed has indicated will be a gradual rise that will probably take us up to 2% by the end of the year.
So, that's good for there. How about Enron back in the news, the first criminal trial to emerge from that scandal? Isn't that what most people are waiting for?
Well, yeah, but this is an important case, but it's not the one that most people are anticipating with, Ken Lay coming up on the stand, the former Enron chairman and the former CEO, Jeff Skilling. Folks are waiting for them, and this is the first criminal trial, and it's been 3 years since the scandal came to light, but this involves a very small part of the overall case against Enron. Government prosecutors say that former executives at Merrill Lynch and Enron arranged fake sales of Nigerian barges, all in an effort to inflate Enron's earnings, make the company look better to investors. But a lot of folks are going to be watching this for how this case proceeds, because it could give us a preview of how prosecutors will handle those other upcoming trials.
What else are we following in business this week?
Well, there's another trial on the docket, a huge racketeering case against the tobacco industry. The government accuses the industry of a, quote, 50-year scheme to defraud the public. It's asking for $280 billion in damages. That's a sum that tobacco companies say would basically put them out of business. That starts tomorrow. We're also watching for more developments at the Russian oil company Yukos. Over the weekend, Yukos suspended some oil shipments to China. Yet another sign it may be headed for bankruptcy in the very near future. And the federal agency that regulates the mortgage giant Fannie Mae is expected to deliver a scathing report on that company's accounting practices to its board. That comes after an eight-month investigation. And Alex, today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're looking into the impact of a federal court ruling on campaign finance rules.
Thank you, Tess. Tess Figlund of Public Radio's daily business show, Marketplace. They join us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by American Public Media.